1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Again, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. What is righteousness? Righteousness is the legislation or the given law of God, Apostle Arkady writes, written upon the tablets of our good heart. Where is righteousness? Righteousness is in the heart. You may say, well, the Bible is righteousness. This is the truth. Righteousness is truth in action when this truth, by the preached word and my disciplined ear, and it falls upon, this truth falls into my heart, then it becomes righteousness. It is God's given law that is written upon the tablets of our good heart. Hebrews 10:16-17. This is what the Lord says. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Their sins and their lawless deeds will I will remember no more. The given law itself is identified as the Word of God, which he has magnified above all his name. Righteousness is the given law of God, which identifies the Word of God, and that is within the wise heart of a Christian. Psalm 138:2, you have magnified your word above all of your name. Therefore, a person practicing righteousness is the only instrument by which the Spirit of God can conduct his work upon planet Earth. According to this, first, every holy person practicing righteousness will only execute the written judgment. Psalm 149:5-9. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all those saints. Praise the Lord. Second, every holy person practicing righteousness will execute the written judgment, but only within the boundaries of his responsibility. Mark 6:11, and whoever will not receive you, if whoever will not receive you nor hear you, then you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Today, the Lord has opened up to us in the gospel that it is not us going to other people to be a light, but those who are attracted to the law, are drawn to the light, will come to the light. They come to Jerusalem. They come to the place where there's a remembrance of God's name. And if a person decides to then leave, is to then, unfortunately, will then have this result of shaking off the dust under our feet. If a person is upon the territory where God is, where God's person is, and he represents God's truth, then there's only two choices, either heaven or to leave and go to hell. Third, every holy person practicing righteousness will only execute righteous judgment or just judgment. John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Fourth, every holy person practicing righteousness is called to bring every work and every secret thing to judgment, whether it is good or evil. Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Fifth, every holy person practicing righteousness is called to partake in building his trust upon God. Isaiah 26:8, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. Sixth, every holy person practicing righteousness, just as Christ, is called to participate in producing the fruit of joy. Psalm 97:8, Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. And finally, seventh, every holy person practicing righteousness is called to partake in the ceremony of the betrothal of God and His chosen nation. Hosea 2:19-20, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. Right now, we will sing a psalm, and we will thank God that we have this great privilege to be betrothed to the Lord and to have this great title, this calling of the woman, the bride of the Lamb. To be betrothed to Christ is to be faithful or in faithfulness, and this is determined by how much we can fulfill the commandments of Christ. Commandments of Christ, which are strongholds of salvation, true strongholds of salvation, in a true church where He has put a remembrance for His name. This is the place where His truth is preached, and this truth is on the highest pedestal. And so we have the privilege to show God and demonstrate our faithfulness to His commandments. Let us stand up and sing a song and partake in this great service.
Посеял тогда. посеял, посеял Богдан, день жатвы придет незаменим. Пожнешь, что посеял тогда, все доброе семя за имя Христа. Пожнешь, что посеял, посеял тогда, день жатвы придет незаменим. Пожнешь, что посеял тогда.
Allow me to remind us that every time when the nation of Israel honored God in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command that Moses gave them, which he received from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We are that same Israel, connected to the same roots. We are nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand as a symbol before God, and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessings come without end upon your redeemed nation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.